Election Day is just 8 months away, six until the Democratic primary, and there's still no major challenger running against Mayor de Blasio. WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports on who has jumped in and why de Blasio is facing such slim competition.
Paul Massey wants to be a contender. He's a successful real estate executive with a hint of his hometown Boston in his accent and a ruddiness to his complexion. And even though he's banked serious campaign cash, it would take a major upset for him to oust Bill de Blasio from City Hall. But he's trying.
Thank you. The turnout tonight is heartwarming. I'm in my home spot.
Standing at the podium in charcoal pinstripes, sweat beating on his forehead, he made his pitch to a crowd of about 100 people at the Metropolitan Republican Club's Upper East Side townhouse last month. Massey touted his management skills before taking a swing at de Blasio's relationship with police officers and his work ethic.
The police will never protest me in front of the gym at 11:30 in the morning. I will have been at work for 4 or 5 hours.
Massey trains at a boxing gym, so he knows how to throw a punch. But politics is a numbers game. The winner works the system, builds the largest coalition, and turns those people out when it's time to vote. Take it from one who knows.
Running against Bill de Blasio is never going to be an easy thing.
That's Joe Loda, who ran on the Republican line in 2013 and lost to de Blasio. Loda was not a political neophyte. He served as deputy mayor to Rudy Giuliani and ran the MTA. But public service didn't prepare him for the onslaught of hand-to-hand political combat.
This time, 4 years ago, Bill de Blasio was number five in the field of six or seven. And quite honestly, he was able to zoom to the top very, very quickly. His political skills are second to none.
There is also the enrollment gap. There are six registered Democrats for every one Republican in New York City, and that gap has grown since 2013. The electorate is also more diverse and less white than when the city elected Rudolph Giuliani and Mike Bloomberg on the Republican line. Plus, any Republican challenger is now running in the party of Trump. De Blasio has positioned himself as the president's polar opposite. He's shoring up his progressive base with endorsements from 11 labor unions and the Working Families Party. Crime is down, the economy is humming along, and he remains popular among black voters who play a significant role in a Democratic primary. Even his job approval rating is the highest it's been in a year.
He does control the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. Any Democrat who wants to challenge Bill de Blasio will be up against his keen political instincts. You know, on the Republican side, you've got everybody saying, well, you know, if he gets indicted.
That's the wild card. The two grand juries now hearing evidence in parallel state and federal investigations into the mayor's fundraising practices. So far, there have been no charges, and the mayor maintains no one did anything wrong. But top-tier Democrats are circling. Mike Morey is a Democratic political consultant who worked on Christine Quinn's 2013 mayoral bid. He says there is still plenty of time for a dramatic shakeup in the race.
If an indictment were to come either for him or for his staff, I do think it sort of reinforces some of the concerns and feelings that New Yorkers already have about Bill de Blasio.
Meanwhile, Morey says the race is filling with second-tier candidates, which takes us to the steps of City Hall for a press conference that started with just three people, including two mayoral hopefuls.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. I'm Bridget Bergen.
Bo Deedle and
nice
Sal Albanese.
Hi, Sal. Nice to see you.
Bo Deedle is a retired NYPD detective, runs his own security firm, and played an unsavory character on the ill-fated HBO series Vinyl. Sal Albanese is a former city council member running for mayor for the fourth time. Albanese says they've come together to push for nonpartisan local elections.
Political class is a stranglehold. They don't want to expand the process. We want to open up the process. We want to get more voters involved.
There are a dozen other declared mayoral candidates on file with the city's campaign finance board, most of whom would be total unknowns to voters. Another handful of candidates list the office sought as undeclared. It's still early. In 2013, Anthony Weiner didn't jump into the race until the end of May, and the scandal that sunk his campaign came in late July. But there are deadlines looming. Candidates start circulating petitions to get on the ballot in June and must declare what office they are seeking with the campaign finance board by June 12th. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.